Blog Talk Radio. my soul and all that is within me, blessed is his holy name. Truly, we thank God for another opportunity to come on this line and lift up the name of Jesus. We thank God for a beautiful day. I don't know where you all at in the nation, but we're here in sunny California, and I tell you, the sun is shining, and it's just a beautiful day. As I was sitting here getting ready to come on the broadcast, I went to Psalm 34, and we just want to read that into your hearing on today. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 10 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. How many know we got to bless the Lord at all times? When we up, when we down, when we feeling right, when we're not feeling right, when we doing some other crazy stuff that we don't have no business doing, we still got to bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Every day the sun is not going to shine. But you still got to say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and not just say it, but mean it. No matter what comes and no matter what goes, things going to come and things going to go. People going to come and people going to go. But you got to know who you put your trust in. Amen. So it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise, not my praise, but his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. We can't be ashamed of this gospel. In verse 6 says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste, that's one of my favorite scriptures. Psalm 34, and they say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Let me say that again. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You have to taste of his goodness to know that he's good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack, and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Let me say that again. It says the young lions do lack. That means some of you all are going to be in lack. Hallelujah, because we're not obedient to the word. Hallelujah, because we won't trust God. Hallelujah. But it says they suffer hunger. For they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. God will not withhold no good thing from those that seek him. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord on today for that Psalm of David. And I'm going to adopt it into my life. Hallelujah. I'm going to put it in my heart. And I'm going to know that even though I'm going through, hallelujah, I don't think there's nobody on the planet Earth that's not going through something. Hey, today is President's Day. Hallelujah. They're remembering the presidents with a federal holiday. And trust me, even the president of the United States, they're going through more things than we could even imagine. Hallelujah. They got this nation to be responsible for. They're in the politics in the tugging with this one and that one. Republican versus Democrat. Good versus evil, right versus wrong, gay, homosexuality, hallelujah, should we give them the same privileges that the Lord has afforded us as man and wife, hallelujah. So we, the nation is messed up, people. Decency has fallen in the street, hallelujah, but God is calling his people back. He's drawing them back. He said, come back,
Hallelujah. When he's, I remembered when the Lord told Jose to marry a prostitute. Hey, hallelujah. Jose didn't understand what the Lord was asking him to do. Huh? Hallelujah. But God said, I'm married to my people. I'm married to Israel. Hallelujah. They are my chosen people. Hallelujah. But guess what? God got tired of them. He said, you're hard. He said, you're stiff-necked. Hallelujah. Hard-headed. I'm going to invite this salvation to somebody else. And we were drafted into this thing. Oh, we bless the Lord today. I give him praise. Hallelujah. I thank him. Hey, hallelujah, for having mercy upon us. I thank him for offering this salvation to us. Hey, glory to God. We bless the Lord today. And we thank each and every one of you for tuning in on today. Hallelujah. I don't even see our speaker on the line. Or he might be in another area code, and I just don't know it. I'm just not aware of it. Amen. So I'm used to that 405 area code, so maybe he's with another area code. So we're going to go right on into our program for today. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you. We are continuing our series. We took a two-day pause on Tuesday and Wednesday when we had the life coach, Pastor Hamilton, out of Houston, Texas, with Provoke to Purpose Ministries. And he did an excellent job. And I tell you, we just have been having a glorious time on this broadcast. And even on Friday, hey, glory to God, the word wasn't able to go forth because the Lord stepped in. And I mean, you know that those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So we allow the Lord to take over on Friday. And we had women and men on the line, and some of them had some urgent prayer requests. Some of them needed to be healed. Some of them needed to be delivered. Some of them needed to know that they were on the right path. And God was able to, God enabled the apostle on the line and the elders on the line and the other evangelists and ministers and sisters and brothers in Christ that were on the line that were able to minister effectively to them. Amen. So we thank God. We don't apologize for that. When the Holy Ghost gets to moving, hey, I'm getting out the way. Hey, because I'm not going to be one that says, well, hey, you stop God's program. No, God's program is going to go forward with or without us. Amen. So we just thank God for the word on today. We thank God for this series, the Acts of the Apostles. And we are on chapter 17. Elder Gates was supposed to minister on Friday, and again we say the Holy Ghost came in and it took over. So we don't make no apologies. But we're back today with chapter 17. And is this Elder Gates? I'm looking at area code 530, and the last four of your number is 5627. Can you greet us? Okay, somebody's saying they're having phone issues, so they keep getting knocked off. Amen. And sometimes this happens with Block Talk. Sometimes your numbers get blocked and what have you. We're not able to go forward. Amen. Is Elder Gates on the line? Okay, I don't get a response from Elder Gates, so we're going to move right on forward. First of all, we want to give you some announcements, and we're going to move right on into our program. Is there anybody on the line that can respond?
Praise the Lord, Sister Adrian and Sister Corinthian.
Hi, well, Sister Corinthian, praise the Lord. I'm glad you were able to respond. Amen. I'm looking for our speaker, and I don't know. Sometimes we have difficulties with those calling in, so we're going to go right on in. I have a line open, and it's an area code 530. Can you greet us, caller?
Praise
okay,
the Lord.
Sister Patrice. Amen. I see another caller have just tuned in. Okay, that's my sister. Amen. Amen. So we're going to get right on into it. Let me give you all some announcements. Amen. And we want you to put this on your calendar. First of all, we're on Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, and that's 3 o'clock p.m. Central time, and that is 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. We're on Monday through Friday. Amen. And on Saturday, we have Minister Billy Burns out of Apex, North Carolina, that hosts a segment called They Overcame. This is a time for testimonies, but I want to make it very clear, you will have an opportunity to say something if you go on that line and support her. That is 5 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time every Saturday. So she's looking for those that have powerful testimonies, but you are still a part of that broadcast if you call in. Amen. Also, we want to let you know that we will be speaking on this coming Friday at 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 12:30 Eastern Time. We will be ministering for a radio broadcast, and that is the radio station is W as in Wise, D as in David, J as in Jack, K as in Kite. Radio.com, and that is a 15:30 a.m. channel out of Connecticut. Amen. So I will be ministering that this coming Friday morning at 9:30 a.m. California time. Amen. So if you all can tune in and support us, we certainly would appreciate that. The call-in number for that station, and this is a live studio. This is a live radio station. This has nothing to do with Blog Talk Radio. And the call-in number for that radio broadcast is area code 203-367-4395. Once again, that's area code 203-367-4395. Amen. And we also would like to let you know that we're on Sunday morning at 7 o'clock a.m. That's Pacific Standard Time with early Sunday morning prayer. So make a sacrifice and get up and call in and have some prayer before you go into your different houses of worship. Also, we'd like to let you know that Evangelist Lucilla Williams has launched a prayer line also, and she's on Monday, Wednesday, then Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you need to get that information, we can give you that information later. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go right ahead. I don't see Elder Gates, and I'm not getting a response or what have you. So we're going to go right ahead with our segment on today. And we're in the book of Acts. And we're at the 17th chapter in the book of Acts. And we're going to read a little bit, and then we're going to get on into a little discussion. I see about five callers on the line thus far. And I know this is a holiday, a federal holiday. And I know many of you all may be with your families and doing different things, but that's all right. This is my assignment, so, you know, this is not a holiday for me. Amen, amen. So turn quickly to the book of Acts chapter 17. But before we do that, we're going to ask Evangelist, I call her, she is, Minister Corinthian Jones, to just open up with a word of prayer for us on today.
Lord Jesus, we come to you, Almighty God, giving you thanks, giving you praise. We thank you for this day, Lord, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Lord. God, we thank and appreciate you for this opportunity and this chance to come before your presence, Lord. God, we ask that you will bless the broadcast on today, that you will bless the hearers, Lord. Lord, don't let us just be hearers of your word, Almighty God, but doers of your word. And God, we'll be so careful to forever give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, for we know that you're worthy of all things this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And we just want to do a little recap before we go on into chapter 17. If we by happenstance see Elder Gates, we'll let him come forth. But until then, we're just going to go ahead. We got into this book of Acts, and this is something that the Lord dealt with me on to talk about, to get into the book of Acts. Amen. We have different doctrines. And, you know, we all know that we have one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And I want to unequivocally state on today that I have been baptized in Jesus' name, and I was filled with the Holy Ghost over almost 30 years ago. So I know some of the churches and some of the pastors are teaching and preaching that baptism is not essential. Well, I believe from Genesis to Revelation, God's word doesn't change. And I believe that if Jesus was baptized and it was essential for him, then I certainly believe it is essential for us. So, you know, I don't subscribe to Romans where we confess with our mouth and believe with our heart. If that was the case, you'd have the whole world would be saved. The whole world would be saved if we would base our religion just upon and base our salvation just upon that scripture of confessing with our mouth. Now, let me please state that, you know, the formula that God has in Acts, that formula is to be followed. Now, you know, you may have some say, well, I baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Well, that's fine, too, as long as you identify who that Father is. We got to realize that Father is not a name. It's a title. That's just like evangelist. If somebody called me evangelist, well, there may have 20 evangelists in the room. 20 evangelists is in the room, and they just say evangelist. I'm not going to respond if they got 19 others in the room. But if you say evangelist Adrian, then I'm going to respond. So if you say I'm baptizing you in the name of the Father, then call a name. Well, who is my Father? God is my Father. Amen. Then you say if I'm baptizing you in the name of the Father, Son, well, which son are you talking about? There's many sons. Amen. But if you say the name of Jesus, he is God's son, then we're on the same page. And then you say in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is that comforter. The Holy Ghost is that power that Jesus promised his disciples that he was sent. And as we go, we know everything in this Bible is really based in this particular book. It's based upon chapter 1 and verse 8, where it says, but ye shall, and this is Jesus. Anytime you see the letters read, this is Jesus talking. And he said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Well, if the Holy Ghost don't never come upon you, then you don't have no power. Somebody say, oh, I know I can live right. I can live holy. Well, I beg to differ with you because guess what the Bible told me? I need some power. And to get that power, I have to do just like this Bible has declared for me to do. Amen. And it says it shall give you, after the Holy Ghost come upon you, ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and into the othermost part of the earth. Then we flow over to chapter 2, and we see where the saints of God were when they were all on one accord. We're talking about the 120, and we're talking about the apostles, not the apostles that
appointed in the land today. But we're talking about those that walk with Jesus. We're talking about the book of Acts. So we're talking about that, and we're not taking any title away from anybody. If you are walking in that office and you're performing in that office, I honor you and I respect you. But this particular book is talking about those that actually walk with Jesus. Amen. So as we go on into the book of the second chapter, then we see where they all were on one accord when the day of Pentecost was fully come. They all were on one accord. And then we know what happened there. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. It was 120 of them in the upper room, but there were some more that was on the outside, and they became privy to this salvation. They became privy to this Holy Ghost, this infilling of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So as we continue on, then we went on into chapter 3, and we seen where Peter, amen, began to start his ministry of healing. He began to heal a lame man. We saw all of that. We seen where they were arrested and put thrown into prison. Amen. Then we went on in to chapter 5, and we learned about Ananias and Sapphira. Now, we got to remember, people of God, they said that they had all things in common, and they believed the men of God. We don't even believe our leaders today. Hallelujah. If we believe them, we would be obedient to what they tell us. Hallelujah. We wouldn't go out seeking counsel from somebody else that's not under our jurisdiction, I'll say. I'll just say that. When you go outside of the man of God and you fail to adhere to the counsel, that's why the Bible says there's a multitude of counselors, there is safety. So if we don't have no trust, we don't have no respect and no reverence for our leader, then guess what? We begin to be foster children. We begin to be bastards. I'll just say that in lack of using a better terminology. We become bastards because guess what? We don't have a father. We don't have a mother. We're not taking instructions from anyone. And that's what we're living in. We're living in a rebellious society. And that's why our children, our homes are all messed up, because we won't even obey. And the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. So as we move over, we all know that they all sold their possessions, it said, and it came and laid it at the feet of the apostles. But Ananias and Sapphira, they went and sold their possessions, and they decided they're going to hold something back. See, you can't lie to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Don't lie to the Holy Ghost. And Peter began to tell him, say, Ananias, Sapphira, he told Ananias first. He dealt with the husband first, and that's what God wants us to do. He wants to put the men at the forefront. Don't put your wives up at the forefront. You stand at the forefront. You be in the heat of the battle. You are the man of the house. You are supposed to protect your children and your wife and your family. Hallelujah. Don't send your wife to go to the door with a bill collector's car. You go to the door. You're the man of the house. So he dealt with Ananias first. Hallelujah. And he lied. Now, this was their own money, but they lied. And Peter said, you didn't lie to me. You lied to the Holy Ghost. You lied to the Lord. And we all know he dropped dead. And then when his wife came in, she going to try to cover herself. She didn't know her husband had dropped dead. So she come in with another lie. So as we moved on, we went on and took. We went on and traveled through chapter 6, and we see where the apostles decided to choose seven deacons. We seen the appointment of the deacons, and we also seen where Stephen was brought before the council and how they stoned him. Then we moved on and we went on into chapter 8 and we learned about Saul. And we all know the story about Saul, how he persecuted the Christians. Hallelujah. But on that road to Damascus, hallelujah, he heard a voice. He seen a light shining. And we all know the story. We're going to skip on through that. But guess what? He Saul's name was changed from Saul to Paul, and he became one of the greatest apostles that ever lived. Amen. Remember, Paul said, I saw him last. Hallelujah. So let's move on. Then we went on into chapter 10, and we learned about Cornelius and how he was a devout man. We learned how Peter seen a vision, and the Lord showed him a vision where he was so proud, and you know he didn't want to eat no unclean thing. And Jesus said, don't call without anything I've made, don't call it unclean. But use that illustration, because guess what? He used Peter to go and preach to Cornelius, and Cornelius and his whole house was saved. Amen. Then we went on into chapter 11, and we seen how Peter began to ministry of the Gentiles, and he began to tell them how the Lord drafted us on into this thing. Amen. Then we went on into chapter 12, and we went and we heard and saw about how Peter and them was miraculously delivered out of prison. Then we went on into chapter 13, and we seen where the division was coming, where Barnabas and Saul, hallelujah, and how they did some great things, and they began to preach, and then they began to have some division among themselves, because Paul said he didn't want Mark John to come with them, but Barnabas wanted them, and so we saw where they began to separate. And then we went on over into chapter 15, and we began to look at them testifying and going before the councils to plead their cause. And then we also know how Paul and Silas were thrown up in the prison. We went all into that. Then we went into dealing with the circumcision and dealing with Lydia, hallelujah, the woman, the same woman that was a seller of purple. And then we dealt with how the disciples, amen, call out the spirit of divination out of one of these women that was following them. Hallelujah. And we went all over there. Down we end to chapter 17. And we're going to read a little bit in chapter 17 and see what they're talking about in this particular chapter. Amen. So they said, and this is flowing over from where they were in Derby and Lystra. Amen. And now we have chapter 17, and it says, verse 1 says, now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. Now we got to remember, people of God, that these people were idol worshipers, and we're going to read a little bit about that. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days he reasoned with them out of the scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks and the great multitude and the chief of the women. They said, not a few. So that meant, no, it wasn't a few women that were there, but there was a number, there was a multitude. So it wasn't a few in number, there was a multitude that they were able to preach to. Amen. In verse 5 says, but the Jews which believed not, listen to this, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd company. Amen. And set all the city. Wait. I gotta mute some of you all. I had two or three lines open, and I'm gonna mute some of you all, and I see Apostle Johnson on the line. I'm gonna let him come in and elaborate a little bit on this. And let's go back to verse 5. It said, but the Jews which believed not, they moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd footfellows of the base of sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. Amen. And it says, and when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down are come hither. So what they were trying to say is they were preaching this gospel, and they were causing division. They were stirring up trouble. Amen. And it said, whom Jason had received, and these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar. So they were trying to say that Paul and Silas, they were going around teaching Jesus, and they were trying to convert them, to believe in the Jesus that they were talking about. So they called them troublemakers. In verse 8, let's skip down. It said, and they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. And when they had taken security of Jason and of the other, they let them go. But let's go a little further. And verse 10 says, and the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea. So they slipped them out at night, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. Now these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. See, they received the word. When you receive the word with all readiness of mind, guess what? Then you begin to search the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. So verse 12 said, therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. Again, remember, this wasn't a few people. They were preaching and teaching to multitudes. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached to Paul at Berea, they came thither also and stirred up the people. And then immediately the brethren sent away Paul to go, as it were, to the sea. But Silas and Timotheus, they abode there still. And they that conducted Paul brought him into Athens, and receiving a commandment unto Silas and Timotheus for to come to him with all speed, they departed. Now, listen, let's go to verse 16. They say, now, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. Don't that remind you of what we're living in today? Don't that remind you of what we're doing today? We're making gods, and that's the same day that we're living in now. We're making gods of our children. We're making gods of our homes. We're making gods of our material things, the cars, the land. Hey, we ain't serving God. We're worshiping things. And these people in Athens, hallelujah, these people were superstitious. Hallelujah, they had gods many. That's what the Bible says. They had gods many. But how many know there's one Lord? There's one faith, and there's one baptism. That's why I don't understand why we can't get on the same page. I don't understand why we can't worship together. I don't understand why we have millions of religions. Why? Why is that so? Because there's one Lord, there's one faith, and there's one baptism. So if we all conform and we all get the mind that we're serving one God, this ain't no separate God. Jesus said, hallelujah, I don't think it's to be highway robbery. And I'm paraphrasing. He said, I don't think it's to be highway robbery. Hallelujah, to be equal with God. He said, but I came and I took on the form of a servant. And you know, no, shut up. I came in the likeness of sinful flesh. Hallelujah. But then he turned around and he said, all power has been given to me in heaven and in earth. He said, my Father has given me all power. Hallelujah. And he said, at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. So how are we going to say we're serving two gods? Ain't no two gods. Hallelujah. Ain't no two gods. It's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. But the Lord God used Jesus. Hallelujah. If God hadn't sent his son, we wouldn't have been redeemed. We wouldn't have been redeemed. The Bible said no man has seen God at any time. Hallelujah, because God is a spirit. Hey, glory to God. We got to get it right, people. We have to get it right. We got to get it right. I don't sit down. I don't come on this line to debate. I don't come calling on this line to tell people about their salvation that they're not saved. And, you know, because you go to a full gospel, and I'm over at Apostolic Temple, and you may be at a Berea Temple, you know how I'm going to tell you that the God that you're serving is not real. That the Bible that you're reading every day and you're trying to live by ain't real. That the Holy Ghost you got, it ain't the real thing. Come on! This is not Coke. Hallelujah. Coke got a slogan say, it's the real thing. Oh, but I'm here to tell you, a better than Coke has arrived. Amen. We got to know who we serving. We got to search these scriptures. The Bible says, search these scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And that's why we all messed up. That's why we can't get along. That's why we can't love. But Jesus told his disciples over in John, he said, a new commandment I leave you, that ye love ye one another. Hallelujah. But let's read a little bit further. They only have 34 verses in this particular chapter. In verse 17, said, therefore disputed he in the synagogue, this is Paul and Silas, with the Jews and with the devout persons, and in the market daily with them that met with him. Then certain philosophers, see, these people were philosophers, and that's what we're doing. You know, we into philosophy, hallelujah, what sounds good, you know, the Greek and the Hebrew and all. Man, give me Jesus, that's all I need. I don't need the Greek, I don't need the Hebrew, and all you theologians, you know, that study and go on into the Greek, that's good, but I don't need that. I'm a simple girl. Hallelujah. Just break it down to me in natural, plain English terms, and I can understand. I'll be able to comprehend. Amen. And it says, then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him. Listen, and some said, what will this babbler say? Huh? What is this mocker going to say? In other words, he just running his mouth. Other some, he seemed to be a setter forth a strange God because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. If you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the gospel of Jesus Christ is his death, is his burial, and is his resurrection, you'll never go wrong. You don't have to argue with nobody about that. Because we know he died, we know he was buried, but guess what? We know also that he rose again, and that's why we're able to live holy. That's why we're able to call on him. That's why we're able to be sanctified. That's why we're able to be set aside. That's why we're able to be separate. Because he said, come out from among them and be ye separate. See, we can't go back and get entangled with the things of this world. When God has freed us, Sister Corinthians, Apostle Johnson, when God has freed us, we better stay free. Because if we don't, we'll go back and attach seven more demons. Hallelujah. We invite legions of demons. We don't know that when we step out the ark of safety, the Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in, and they are safe. Hallelujah. When we step out the ark of safety, we are not only inviting danger for ourselves, but the danger, hallelujah, we extend it all the way to the third and the fourth generation. Hallelujah. We bring a curse upon our own household, upon our own family. Oh, I bless you today, God. We all know the story about David and Jonathan, how they love, the love that they had for one another. And what I love about David in that story with Jonathan, that Jonathan loved David so, hallelujah, he would not conform. He would not sit in council with his father against David. And after Jonathan was killed, and after Saul was killed in the battle, hallelujah, when David sought out and said, is there any, Is there any living? Is there any living relatives in the family of Saul? Is there any living relatives in the family of Jonathan? And we all know that Jonathan, had a grandson, hallelujah, that was handicapped. And I'm sure that grandson knew the story, and he didn't know if King David was still angry with him because of his father's sin. Hallelujah. But he told him, he said, come on, you're going to eat at the king's table. Hey, let me tell you, people of God, God will remember you when others forget. Hey, God said, I'll never be left without a witness. I'll always have a remnant in the land. Hallelujah, because he's a good God, and he will not destroy the righteous with the wicked. But people of God, we got to run this race. The Bible said the race isn't given to the swift, neither the battle to the strong, but those that endure. You got to go through. You got to endure to the end. I don't care how long. You might have started in this race 20 years ago. Hallelujah. But what are you doing today? Janet Jackson sung a song, what have you done for me lately? Hallelujah. What are you doing for the Lord today? He saved you in 1985. Hallelujah. You were fortified. You were strengthened. You were singing in the choir. You was on the usher board. Hallelujah. You was out there witnessing in the street. But soon as that seducer came, and began to whisper in your ear, you gave heed to those seducing spirits. Now you're in a backslidden state. Hallelujah. You don't want to go to church no more. You don't want to hear nothing about the Lord. You got children that you're jeopardizing. You're putting them in harm's way. If you don't think enough about yourself, think about your children. Think about your seed. Think about your children, people of God. It ain't about you. It's about your seed. It's about your seed. Hallelujah. Let's go a little bit further. We're going to drop down to verse 21. And it says, for all the ancient Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill. Paul wasn't afraid. He was bold, hallelujah. And he said, ye men of Athens, I perceive in my mind, I see that in all things ye are too superstitious. You know why Paul said that? Because Paul knew that they had all kinds of gods. They had gods many. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, for I passed by, I beheld your devotions, and I found them with this inscription. And it says, to the unknown God, hallelujah. They didn't want to put Jesus on there. Because guess what? They wasn't serving Jesus. They were serving these paganistic gods. Hallelujah. They were serving the sun, serving the moon, serving the seas, serving the plants, serving the animals. They made gods out of everything, but they refused to worship the true and living God. Hallelujah. And he said, when I see this in scripture, to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship. So Paul told him, you're ignorantly worshiping somebody and something that you can't see. Something in somebody that can't deliver you. Something in somebody that won't give you no peace. God, don't mess with me today. Whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. And let's read it. It said, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven, dwelleth not in temples. God don't dwell in temples made with hands. Neither is worship with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. Let's drop down. That they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Hallelujah. Verse 28 says, for in him we live and move and have our being. In hope, in God we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. We are the offspring of God Almighty. Amen, amen. And let's roll on now to verse 31. Because he had appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that same man, Jesus, whom he had ordained, whereof he had given assurance unto all men, in that he had raised him from the dead. Listen at this. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some of them mocked. Hallelujah. And others say, we will hear thee again of this matter. In other words, we don't believe it. We got to hear this again. We don't believe this because we are subscribing to this unknown God that we done already put a monument in up. And we're going to praise the unknown God. Oh, God, it's a terrible thing when you have heard the truth and then you decide to walk away. Hey, God, what is truth? God's word is truth. From Genesis to Revelation, I heard a pastor one time say, hallelujah, when he didn't have the answer, when somebody asked him an answer, the Bible said, always have be willing to give a man an answer. Hallelujah, didn't have the answer. And next he said that the scripture was in there. Hallelujah, where if one scripture in there, all the scriptures in there, because this Bible was written by holy men inspired of God. And if God, if one scripture is off, all of them are off. Oh, no, but it ain't off. We off. Hallelujah, we off. But these scriptures ain't off. Hallelujah. So Paul departed from among them, howbeit certain men clave unto him. Listen at this, and believe, among the which was Dionysius and Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with them. So you ain't going to get 100%. You ain't going to get 100% of folks to follow you. You're not going to get 100% to listen to you. No, you're not. But you got to know. Yeah, no more. Hallelujah. You got to know that the God you serve, he will deliver you. You got to stand on this gospel. Paul told Timothy, he said, preach this gospel. Be instant in season and out of season. What are you saying, Paul? He said, preach it when they want to hear it and preach it when they don't want to hear it. Then Jesus turned around and Jesus told his disciples, he said, hire to the most shot. He said, go out into all the world and preach ye the gospel. Hallelujah. He said, hallelujah, and them that receive you, leave a blessing. And those that don't receive you, shake the dust off your feet. Everybody ain't going to receive you. And that's why we don't get a lot of invitations. Because, see, we ain't governed by man. So, hey, I'm not going in nobody's church, and you going to tell me what to preach. Hallelujah. No, sister. No, brother. I don't care who you are. You could be T.D. Jakes. If you invite me to preach, I'm going to preach what thus say the Lord. I'm a preach what the Holy Ghost has put in my spirit. Hallelujah. And I know he said, out of my belly, Messiah, shall flow living rivers, not just living, rivers of living water. I don't care who you are. You're not going to stop me from preaching this gospel, huh? You're not going to stop what I've been convinced of. I know this word is right from Genesis to Revelation. It is right. Hey, God, and if we follow this word, line upon line, precept upon precept, hallelujah, some going to come and some going to go. But that's all right. I'm standing on it. Let's go there. I'm going to show you what I'm standing on today. Hey, glory to God. Oh, I bless you today, Lord. I thank you for this word. Hey, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Hi, your little Messiah. Hi, let's start. 19. No, let's go on up to verse 18. It says, but through him we both have access by one spirit. We both have access by one spirit, listen to this, unto the Father. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers. We're no more strangers and foreigners. Hallelujah. But we're fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God. Now, listen to this. This is what the hope, this is what we built on. And he said, and are built. We had Ephesians chapter 2. Write this down. Those of you that's not scholars, don't you ever forget Ephesians 2 and 20. It says, and we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That's it right there. We built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So how are we going to say there's no more prophets, there's no more apostles? Well, and Joel is saying in the last phase, no Messiah. You might not be called into the office of a prophet, but Jesus said in the last day, God was going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. He said, your sons and daughters are, y'all don't believe me. Kind of Joel. Ah, God, I bless you today. We don't want to hear his word. We got our own word we want to preach. Ah, Jesus Christ, I love you today. Hey, glory to God. Ah, God, I bless you today. Hey, you don't know Messiah. Ah, Jesus, oh, glory to God. Turn, you don't know Messiah. In verse, Joel chapter 2. And it reads also in Isaiah. It says 28. It said, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Hallelujah. That is, it shall come to pass that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. That's the word. That ain't something I'm paraphrasing. I took you to the scripture. Because sometimes we have our own Bible. We have our dialogue. We have our own philosophies. But this is not Edward's philosophy. This is the word today. Hallelujah. Now let's go back. We got to go back. We got to finish this thing. We're in chapter 17, but we got to go back to Acts. We got to go back to Acts. Let's go back to Acts today. Hey, Jesus, they're saying water is not essential, but Jesus told Nicodemus, except the man be born of the water and the spirit, they can no way enter into heaven. Didn't he say it? God. Lord, why are you doing this to me? Hey, let's turn. Ah, Jesus. Here it is. Let's go to chapter 3 in the book of John. The Gospel of John. And go to chapter 3. And let's read that a little bit. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, listen at this, hallelujah, except God be with him. This was Nicodemus. Nicodemus, a Pharisee, a ruler of the Jews. But listen at with verse 3. It said, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee. God, I bless you today. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, if Jesus is telling this to Nicodemus, you don't think that applies to us? It apply to us today. We want to say, oh, no, that don't apply. We in the dispensation of grace. Yes, we are, baby. And this here is the New Testament. The New Testament brought in the dispensation of grace. The four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. This is John right here talking. Hey, and Jesus is talking. And then he said, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Listen at Nicodemus. Nicodemus said, I can't even perceive. I can't comprehend this, Lord. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he is old? I'm close. Oh, God, I feel this thing today. Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, ha, Jesus said, Lord, this is not Sister Adrian's philosophy. This is not my doctrine. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, Sister Corinthian, I say unto thee, Apostle Johnson, I say unto thee, Evangelist Kinnaman, I say unto thee, Dawn, hiya, and Sister Carter, I say unto thee, hiya, don't almost hiya. Hallelujah. Except the man, listen at what it's saying. Except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot, not can, not will, not shall, cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Marvel not that I say it unto thee, ye must be born again. So how are we going to escape? How are we going to just cast aside baptism? Hallelujah. And I ain't opening up this line for no discussion on it. Hallelujah. My mind is fixed. My heart is fixed. And my mind is made up. Hallelujah. There's no vacancies. No vacancies here. Hallelujah, Pastor Delgado, preach that message. No vacancies. Now let's go over to Acts 2. Yes, no, we don't want to deal with this, because we got our own formula. Hallelujah. But let's go up to verse, yes, no, most. Let's start at verse 36. Hallelujah. Say, therefore, we in Acts chapter 2. We done covered 17. We going back because I'm being led of God. Somebody needs this gospel today. It says Acts 2:36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made the same Jesus. Not this, excuse me. That is different than this. That same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both the Lord and Christ. Lord, I love you today. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. When are we going to be pricked and do what the Bible said? And say it unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Hallelujah. That's what the men are asking him. What shall we do, Peter? What shall we do, John? Then Peter said unto them, repent. See, we want people to confess with their mouth and believe that Jesus, that God raised Jesus from the dead, and they saved. Come on. That is scripture, but it's more to it than that. That was over in Romans. Hallelujah. He said, repent. How are you going to come and confess with your mouth that you believe Jesus was raised from the dead and you saved? It takes more. Jesus went a little bit further. And I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters in Christ today, you got to go a little bit further. I know y'all don't want to hear it, but it's the truth anyhow. I know y'all don't want to hear it, but it's the truth anyhow. Let's turn there first. We got a little more time. Chapter 10 says, and verse in Romans, and then we're going back to Acts. Chapter 10. Verse 9, this is what they're basing all their salvation on. This scripture alone. But this scripture alone do not save you. There is a process. There are some prerequisites. And if you don't govern yourself by the process, if you don't pay attention to the prerequisites, you'll miss it, brother. You'll miss it, sister. It said that, Romans 10:9, says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. God, see, this particular chapter here, they weren't even talking to the unsaved. They were talking to Israel, God's chosen people. Read it for yourself. Let's go back to 2. And it says, men and brethren, what shall we do? Verse 38 in Acts 2:38 said, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And ye shall, after you've done that, after you repented, after you were baptized for the remission of your sins, then Jesus promised that ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This was Peter talking, not Jesus. But he said, for the promise, listen at this, the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are fall, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Now listen, drop over to verse 47. See, because we're trying to save the world. We can't save the world. We're trying to add to the church. But let's read it. Let's read this. Let's go at verse 42. And we're going to read down and I'm done. And they, verse 42 say, and they continue steadfastly. We're talking about those that was in the upper room and those that was on the outside that received this doctrine, that received this word. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, they stayed in the temple breaking bread, and then they went from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness. They were glad about it. They weren't upset because the pastor said, we going door to door. We going knock the dead. We going witness to some of our neighbors that don't even know we in the community. Ah, I said that this morning on Evangelist Priscilla. God ain't interested in all these prayer lines. Some of these prayer line folks need to get together. We just as divided as the buildings are. These are all these different prayer lines. We preaching and teaching, and we can't stay in one another. We propagating the same thing that we're propagating in these buildings. We get 2 and 3 churches like Apostle said last week in the same block, and we can't even come together for no fellowship. They continue with their meat with gladness and singleness of no heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord, listen to this, Apostle Johnson, he said, and the Lord added, not us, the Lord added. Yes, we got to be the vessels. Yes, we have to be the tools. Yes, we are prepared and equipped to go out and spread this gospel. But he said the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. I rest my case on today. I rest my case on today, and I'm going to Apostle Johnson, and I'm going to ask him. We had about 12 callers on the night. Only five came back. Only five remained to say that. No, I'm sorry. Six are on the line. Six are on the line to hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Now, don't get angry with me. If you're angry with anybody, get angry with the Holy Ghost. And one thing about it, you're on the two-shot, the box with God. The Lord has spoken today, and Somebody needed this word for today. It's time for us to come together. It's time for us to stop with all this superstition and all these unknown things and trying to control folks and leave people alone. Let God condemn them. Let God prick their heart. Leave folks alone. If they don't want you witnessing to them, say bye-bye. Say next. That's what I do in the line of business I do. Hallelujah. When one said no, I said next, Lord, and I go to the next one. Because guess what? God have a yes out there for me. Somebody going to say yes to what I'm saying. Somebody going to say yes to what I'm selling. Hallelujah. I ain't selling no false doctrine today. Hallelujah. This is the word of God. Now, you man, get it out the Bible. The Bible says, thus say the Lord, not to anger. Hallelujah. I had a speaker that was supposed to come on today, and I don't know what happened to Ella Gates. He was supposed to preach on Friday, but the Spirit of God took over, and I said, Ella Gates, you come on back today and preach this word. But I haven't seen him today, so we're going to offer a prayer for him in a minute. Amen. But I'm going to Apostle Johnson right now. Hey, y'all got no more shit. Ah, it's all yours, man.
Hallelujah. Truly we honor God today for this great woman of God. Truly you have labored in the Lord on today. You have spoken a word from the Lord. And truly when you speak a word from the Lord, it's never going to be perceived and accepted, and people are not going to get excited about truth. You got to understand, evangelist, that you are on a journey where God is growing you. And my brother, Pastor Trussell, is doing a series in his Bible study, and he was talking about it last night in his evening service, and it said that this Tuesday's study session that they're having on Bible study is how to identify your enemies that are in the camp. You've got to understand that there's some enemies that are in the camp. There's some people that sit around and wait to see how they can plunder or plot a plan to destroy you. But God is trying to teach us how to identify those people early so we're not ambushed. So I say to you today, woman of God, that God is going to protect you from the ambush. He's not going to allow things to come against what he's building. Let your spirit stay high. Don't let nothing, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You're more than a conqueror. You're an overcomer. And the blessings of God is going to forever follow you. The word of God that you put out today was just right. It was right for this hour and for this timing. You got that we're doing what leaders are supposed to do and brothers and sisters are supposed to do in the Lord. We're uplifting your hands on today. We have you on the wall to where the gates of hell shall not prevail against what God is doing in your life. And so I come to encourage you today to know that God has a word in your belly. That's the reason why you have this broadcast. That's the reason why these doors have been opened. And so God wants to remind you of that today. He wants to remind you that you don't have to worry about anything that he's got. God said, if I don't shake things up every now and then, it won't draw you to my face. It won't draw you to that place to where you always hear from me and take direction. God is doing a tremendous thing in you, evangelist. And I close this third bullet on the devil today. You have help, and you're not in this. I say to each and every person that's under the sound of my voice today is that I commit you to pray for this woman of God. I would ask that you would stand in the gap for her, because truly when you're trying to carry a minister and ministry and then you're pouring out of the ministry and you're having you're already studying like any leader is doing. She knows that you have people preaching and teaching on the Acts of the Apostles. So she's going through and having to study the word as well just to get a better understanding and revelation of what's being said, but then not to expect to have to pour it out. But sometimes you have to expect the unexpected. Sometimes you got to understand that that's the place of your miracle. So I encourage you today, Evangelist Adrian, to know that I served notice on the enemy today and told him that enough is enough.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And I speak strength to your body and to your mind and to your heart. And I hear those Spirit of God say to tell you, be not discouraged in this hour. If we have not forgotten you, and the best is yet to come for you. He said, remember my word, remember my promises. I'm a man that I should not lie. I say that to you today in confidence to know that everything is going to be all right.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, Apostle Johnson, and, you know, when you don't, one thing I prepare because that's who I am. I get prepared. And I never know who's going to be on the line. And that's what I love about this thing, because you never know who's on the line. And I had prepared to just sit back and be ministered to today by Elder Gates. But something happened. He didn't text me, but I think a few people weren't able to get on the line today. So sometimes that happens, because remember, we're dealing with man-made. Anything that man has made is subject to breakdown. It's subject to technical difficulties. So, hey, none of this stuff is really poof, sound poof. It's not. But this word is. This word is. So I didn't know I was going to have to go forward, but I was reading a book today. I've been reading for a little bit about J. Vernon McGee, talking about the Acts of the Apostles. Amen. So, you know, I know that this is not a comfortable message, but guess what? That's what God ain't came to make us comfortable. He came for us to be stirred up. He came for us to be, like they say, the apostles, they turn the world upside down. That's what Jesus came for. He came to turn us upside down. Hallelujah. Where we can get focused again. We can refocus. Hallelujah. On what God has really called for us to do. God's primary.
Yes,
God's only interested in souls. He's interested in families being united. Love, God is love, and love is God. And you can't say that you love me and you love the Lord. Ah, hallelujah, but you hate me. Well, in order for you to love God fully, you sure enough got to love me. There ain't no getting around it. But we think we're going to praise God and worship God and come to church on Sundays and, oh, I just love everybody. You love them right there while you're in that building. But once you leave out of that building, I had to say this morning on a prayer line, yes, I care. What do you care about? What do you wear? Yes, I care. Ain't about no lining up, no speakers. Yes, I care. It's about ministering to people, ministering through their needs. Holly, can you go and visit the sick? Can you go and visit the prison? Hallelujah. Can you go and see if your neighbor is all right? Can you go and provide some food, some clothing, and some that's what we need. God got enough preachers and teachers. He got enough. I'm sick of all of this. Let's take it to the streets. Let's go back and march like Martin Luther King did. Let's get every child saved. Let's get every household fortified. Hallelujah. Strengthened. We got to take it to the streets. I said on this morning, Apostle Johnson, take off your fine clothes. These pastors need to come and meet me down at the shelter. Huh? This ain't going to be church as usual today. Hallelujah. And don't come with your mates on. He come with you some tennis shoes on. We're going to walk this neighborhood today. We're going to plead the blood today. We're going to put some blessed oil down here at this shelter. We're going out here and feed the hungry today. Uh-huh. Meet me at 2561 Jackson Street. That's where we're having church at today. And we're going through that community. Everybody break up in two or three groups. And we're going door to door and pass out some tracts. Hallelujah. God is tired of us coming together, preaching to one another. Jesus said, for the sick, those that are whole don't need a physician. I came to get those that were sick. I'm looking for those that are lost. Woo, glory to God.
Hallelujah. Let me open up the lines. Ain't but a few of y'all. I know this President's Day. Y'all know how to, since Evangelist Kinnaman, no, I don't take no days off. Huh? The only time I take a day off is if it's a family emergency. Family emergency. That's it. And I've had only one or two of them. Amen. God enabled me when I'm sick to get on here and have somebody teaching and preaching this gospel. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. Delivering a word of encouragement, a word of hope. I ain't preaching about the whoremongers and the liars and the cutthroats. Y'all already doing that. Y'all do that well. Hallelujah. But I want to teach and to preach how you can keep your mind together. He said, he that keeps his mind staying on Jesus, I will keep him in perfect peace. You know, we're into competing against. I don't have no need to compete against nobody. Hallelujah. I'm fighting a devil that's trying to destroy my family. I'm fighting a devil that's trying to pit me against my sisters and brothers. And you think I got time to be worried about what you're doing? Huh? If we all would do the assignment that God has given us, we could have some true fellowship then. Hallelujah, but I want to be an apostle. I want to tell Apostle Johnson what does say the Lord. Come on. I need to hear from him. Tell you, I don't care how young you are. Hallelujah, God gave him anointing. Didn't he call Josiah at 8 years old? Yeah, he reigned and reigned. Hallelujah, didn't he call a little shepherd boy to slay the giant? Huh? Didn't David? Didn't he anoint David? How you know the most shocked? I just had paraded all of his sons. 8 sons went before Samuel. And Samuel said, the Lord told Samuel, that's not the one. That's not the one. And he said, do you have any more sons? How you know the most shocked? And Jesse said, yeah, but you a man of God, prophet of the Most High God, you can't be talking about this little running fella. Ah, yeah, that's my youngest boy out there. He's doing what I've been assigned him to do. And Jesse and the man of God, Samuel said, go get him. Fetch him. Go get him. Hallelujah. When he came in, the Spirit of the Lord told the prophet, he is the one. Anoint David. Anoint him. He is the one that I have chosen. Hallelujah. So don't look at people's age. Don't look at, you know, they're young, they don't know this. Oh, well, the Bible did say age to speak and multitude of years to give counsel. But let me tell you, God anoint whom he will. Ha, hallelujah. Look at Abel and Cain and Abel. Ha, he did not receive Cain's gift. Hallelujah. So who are we to counsel with God? Then, let's look at the other two brothers, Jacob and Esau. Hallelujah. He said, Jacob, I love. And Esau have I hated. And we want to know today, how did he hate Esau? Hallelujah. Why? Because they had two different spirits. Hallelujah. Destiny was already in, their destiny had already been determined while they were in their mother's womb. Ah, they were fighting and warring with one another in the mother's womb. Let me stop. I'm going to stop. Y'all. I love the Lord today. I thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Yes. God had commissioned all his people that love him to go out and witness to those that are lost. And God gave me a message 2 weeks ago. And every time, most have come on the broadcast, it's about souls. And my church, we go out every Saturday, every month, and witness on the, we go to the street, we march down the street, and we declare the word of God. And we preach the word of God to these people.
All right.
Not what we want to hear, what the word says. Yeah. Hallelujah. and their souls getting saved by the thousands and hundreds. And oh, I tell you, God has been moving ever since I've been a member of that church, still moving by His Spirit. And this is the message. It's not to come on the broadcast to see who preached better. It ain't about that. It's about Jesus Christ. And see, if you don't have your mind on Jesus, your mind is somewhere else, okay? It's not in the right place. And I just want to say this, that these souls that is lost in this world, and God told His people, go and get the lost. Preach to them. Let them know Jesus loves them. And I tell you, that's the message every day. Not Sunday, every day.
That's it.
And I just thank God for His word. And I just praise God for what He's doing. And just on Saturday, I was in my city, in Alameda, and just going, taking care of some business. And Lord had, He always do, not just Saturday, day for yesterday, but it's every day, wherever He send me. It's a soul that God concerned about. And I go, when I hear the Spirit of God, to go there, go left, go right. Everywhere I look, there's souls. The Bible says, harvest truly is plenty, but the labors are few. And see, God, whatever you work for, that's what you're going to receive at the end. And the Bible is a scripture in here. I just want to read Matthew. It's a scripture. He was speaking about going out. Matthew 24. And I'm going to read I start at the 9th verse. And then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, shall kill you, ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then shall many be offended, shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. False prophets is in this world today. There's a many false prophets. Every prophet is not of God.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you hear a prophet, that don't mean it's God's prophet. Yeah, they can speak the word plain and make believe they are a prophet of God, but he's a prophet liar. And the 12th verse said, because iniquity shall abound and love of many shall wax cold. This is it. That's a sin. The love of many is wax cold.
Mm-hmm.
But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And the 14th verse, this gospel, Jesus Christ, death, burial, and resurrection, the word, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, all people, and then shall the end come. Jesus coming back. We don't know the day or the hour. Or what time he comes, he's coming back.
Yeah.
And I know when he comes back, he's going to find you working for him, or he's going to find you being slothful. There's a lot of people sleeping in this time of day, this hour.
Yeah.
And Jesus coming soon.
Yeah.
He's coming soon. And his reward, he said he's going to reward all those. And his reward is going to be with him. So that's the reward I'm looking for Jesus Christ. He's going to reward it. This reward no man can pay.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the 20th verse say, the same chapter, for there shall rise false Christ, false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonder, insomuch that if it was possible, they shall deceive the very elect. That means God's people. If it was possible.
That's right.
It's not possible.
All right.
And 20th verse says, behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold,
He is in the desert. Go not forth. Behold, he's in the secret chamber. Breathe it not. For as the light come out of the east and shine even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
And I am
amen.
Looking for that great day.
Yes, Lord.
This time to just to call, you know, want to be in somebody's corner to try to pat people on the back and they a good person. No. God should be none of us good.
Mm-hmm.
But when we stand for holiness, stand for righteousness, we are the chosen one of God.
Yes.
The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen.
You're chosen, amen.
So I just praise God to just keep on working for Jesus, because as they can, you shall receive a reward, eternal reward, another reward that you don't like. So we don't want to go down. We want to keep going up in Jesus.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Evangelist Gentleman. God bless you. Amen. We're going to area code 901. I think this is Sister Pam. God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist. I just thank God for this word on today, and my spirit is just stirred today because what I got out of the message was, you know, it's time out for the body of Christ being divided. You know, there's so much division going on, and I noticed that it's just a lot of pride going on, and we just need to come before God and empty ourselves out before him and get rid of this pride and humble ourselves and come together. It's just too much competition going on, you know. It's just, it just grieves me down to my spirit. So I'm just grateful to God for, you know, being able to come on this line and get the word of God and be fed and be nourished. And it's also helping me in my ministry as well. You know, I'm not out front, but I have been called, and this word is just, you know, pushing me to do what God is calling me to do in this hour. And I just thank God for you all. Y'all just pray for me.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And that's true. Doing what God has called you to do. And oftentimes we look at what other folks are doing. So we got to look at what God has given us to do, because your assignment is different than ours. Amen. So if we all can just grab and focus on what he has positioned us to do, then we would be the better for it. Amen. We're going to area code 530, and the last four of your numbers is 5627. Again, can you greet us? Area code 530. Okay, maybe you just want to be anonymous, but God bless you. And thank you for tuning in. If you want to give a shout out to Patriot Grant, that always come and visit us in the chat room. We love you, Patriot Grant. You got to come on over and preach the word for us one day. He has been a strong follower of this ministry, so we just want him to know that we see him in the chat room, and we certainly appreciate what God is doing even in his ministry. Amen, amen. We're going to area code 408. I think that is Sister Carter. God bless you, Sister Carter.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist. That was beautiful. I mean, God sure not has used you on this line. And I mean, that's the first time I heard you speak. But God has blessed you, gave you the boldness to speak the truth. That soul may be saved, my God. This word is good. And I enjoyed every bit of it. And what you're saying is so true. God is real, and he's reaching his people and have them to talk the truth. Because there is a lot, as he said, there is a lot of people talking. But the truth will save them. And God bless you. And you know what? The Lord is on your side. And there is no one can do or say anything about the truth. Because the truth will find them. And that is good. That is good. That's all I can say. It is good. God bless you so much to continue speaking what God says. Thus said the Lord, and that's it. Thank you, sister. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Carter. We certainly appreciate you. We want to thank Sister Ruby's friend. And she invited them on the line about 2 weeks ago, and they have been faithfully coming on and hearing the word of God. I do want those of you that got on late to let you know I'm going to be speaking this Friday about the Johnson. I'm going to be speaking at a radio station out of Connecticut. And that's on Friday morning, and that is the address for this radio. If you want to look at the radio website, you can. And that website is www.wsindavid.com. And the host of that broadcast is Mr. Thomas Hardy, and calling Big T. And one of my friends, Papa, is Barbara. Introduced me to them. So I will be on their live next Friday morning. And that's at 9:30 California time, which will be 12:30 Eastern time. And the call-in number for that radio broadcast is going to be interviewing me, and then I'll be speaking the word. Amen. So the call-in number for that studio is area code 203-367-4395. Once again, that's 203-203-367-4395. And that's Friday morning. Amen. So I'm telling you, God is doing something. This is way in Connecticut. And Prophetess Barbara has been one of our speakers on this broadcast, and she relocated right here back to Connecticut. So she is just connecting us with some people, and I tell you, God is doing it. So we just thank God for the doors that's being opened. Amen. I'm going to go to my sister, Dawn. I think she's off today. Let me see if she want to have any remarks or maybe a comment. God bless you, Dawn. Is she working or y'all, Dawn? Okay. Sometimes she has her phone on mute if she's working. I thought this was her all day, but it's not. Again, we like to say thank you. We appreciate you all, and we know that you all can be doing something different today. But we thank you for tuning in and joining with us on a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We're looking forward to having a beautiful time. I do want you to mark your calendars also for next Monday. It's February the 25th. And Sister Deborah Ballard, she's a life coach. Amen. And she's going to be speaking to us on Monday. Amen. And that's her birthday. And she liked to give something back to the Lord. So she decided to come on the broadcast and speak a little bit to us about choosing you. You know, sometimes, oftentimes, we can get caught up and we don't have no balance. We don't have no temperance. So she's going to be talking to us next Monday on this broadcast. That's February the 25th. Excuse me. So we won't waste any time. We're going to bring her right on up. And truly, we need, especially the women and the men. I don't exclude the men. You know, many times we do so much. Women wear so many hats, you know, and we're doing it all, and we're juggling this and we're juggling that. And we really don't take any time to think about ourselves and, you know, think about getting away and taking a breather and going somewhere and just relax and, you know, and spend some quiet time alone, and maybe you can hear a little bit better from the Lord. We need some quality quiet time. Amen. So she'll be with us on next Friday. We're going to be continuing this series. Tomorrow is chapter 18. We have 10 more chapters. Well, we really have 11 more chapters to cover in this book. And really, I have to do it the way the Lord put it in my mind and instructed me to do. He said, chapter by chapter. We could have covered 2 or 3 chapters per day, but that's not the Lord. That's not how he gave it to me. So we're going to continue with this series, The Acts of the Apostles. And you got to stay tuned for the end. It is going to be great. So stay tuned with us and keep us in your prayers. Again, we're asking for prayers for my sister's friend and a friend of our family. Her name is Wanda McCray. And also we're asking prayer for a young lady of the Thurman family. And I'm not afraid to give their name. They need a lot of prayer. You know, been saved a long time, and the enemy's trying to destroy that family. You know, it's husband and wife, and they have 9 children. And those children are dependent upon them. And one of their sons, Apostle Johnson, he's been diagnosed with cancer. So he's been battling that for a long time. He's 16 years old. I think he's turning 17. And, you know, we just can't see this husband and wife separating or divorcing with 9 children, you know. And they've been beautifully saved. But, you know, as we said earlier, that's the enemy is going to and fro. You see, don't think because you've been in here 20, 30 years that you're not vulnerable. You're not susceptible. You are vulnerable. And guess what? Who you yield your members to, that's who you'll become a servant to. So remember, if the race is given to those that endure. You got to endure this thing. You got to stick it out. You got to have some stick-to-itness in them. You know, sometimes we have bragging like, oh, I've been in here 20 years. I've been in here 30 years. Yeah, well, okay. That's good. That's good. But please let me serve you notice that the tempter is on his job 24/7. He's on his job. And that means we got to stay prayerful. We have to stay watchful. We have to continue to fast that we faint not. Hallelujah. This time, ain't no time to faint. Ain't no time to get off the race. So I'm going to ask Apostle Johnson to lift that family up in prayer. And the last name is Thurman. That's the name of that family. And my sister, friend, Wanda McCray, and also my nephew. And I'm asking for prayer for my sister, Danielle. And we're asking the Lord to let this be the year of release for her. And remember my son, Jamal. Apostle Johnson.
Most gracious and kind Father, Father, we thank you this day, God, for who you are, and God, we just love on you today, God. We celebrate your glory and your power. Yes. Father, we're asking now, God, that you would send your hand of mercy, that you would hear the request of your people, God. They've been made known unto you, God. Father, we hear every request, every name, God, that has been spoken. Father, there's miracles that we need to transcend now. Father, there is a now movement that we need. Father, we're asking you, God, to answer these prayers speedily, oh God. Father, we know, God, that without you we're nothing, God, but we trust in you, God, and believe in you, God, to answer and to turn around. God, we're speaking a speedy recovery, a speedy turnaround. Father, we're asking, God, that you would continue to reign supreme in our life, God, that you would continue to bless us, God, you would continue to keep us like only you can. Awesome and great and mighty. Father, it is to you we give the praise, we give the honor, we give the glory. God, we're asking now, God, that you would release your hand of mercy, that you would shine upon us, oh God. God, that you would rectify the situations now. God, we're looking for the answer, God. We're looking. Father, you said make our quest for known unto you, God. And we're making our quest known unto you this day, God. God, what the need is, God. God, we're asking you, God, to loose every shackle, everything that has tried to hinder, has tried to block. We just bind it in the name of Jesus. And we just need, God, a speedy recovery, God, in the healings of the body. We just bind cancer. We send it back to the pits of hell from which it came. We bind all form of sickness, and we send it back to the pits of hell from which it came. Never no weapon formed against God's people shall prosper. Why? Because Jesus built, beat, and whipped for our sins and our transgressions. Bruised for our iniquities. And he said, by his stripes we were healed. And we're just believing you this day, God, that the healing has taken place. Oh, God, we're asking, God, that you could continue to be the author and finisher of our faith. Father, we're asking you to write in the book now, God, that everything shall be all right. Father, we believe in you for complete turnaround, complete new direction, Father, for you are amazing and mighty and awesome. Father, it is to you we give the praise. God, it is to you we give the glory. God, we're asking you to send strength to the evangelist body as she's poured out this day, God. God, you send strength to our body, God, that you would pour back up into her, God, send strength and virtue back even then. God, for you are doing a special work, God. God, and we know, God, that this work that you finished, God, you're going to complete it within her. God, we ask you the more, God, to have thine own way. We ask you, God, to continue to be the God of a second chance. God, we're asking you, God, as you're the ultimate finisher of our faith, God, that you would God, everything that has been made known to you, God, all the healing virtues that need to be made, all the rearranging of the family that need to be done, God, we're asking you, God, to do it now. We're neither now or fit for you. And, Father, we celebrate you and we lift you up. We give your name the praise. We give you the glory. We give the honor. The honor all belongs to you. And, God, we just ask you, God, to continue, God, to smile and rain upon us like never before.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
The devil is a liar.
Thank you.
The victory is ours now.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, I also need you to pray for faithful.
I now.
And Elder Gates, Apostle Johnson. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, in Jesus' name, God, we ask you, wherever Elder Gates is now, God, that you would go and touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. God, that you would put a hedge of protection around it. The weapon formed against him shall prosper. Father, bless him for his faithfulness as bless him for walking and continuing to do your will. Father, you be the God of a second chance. God, you, God, bless in all the areas, God, that he needs on today. God, I pray that all is well with him, God, that he's finding rest in you on today. Father, we ask, God, that you would, God, continue to exalt him in this time and in this hour. He's such a man of great wisdom and knowledge and understanding. God, that you would continue to shower your glory over his life. God, we just, that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon shall prosper. Father, we thank you that it's being done this day. No other day, God, but this day. And for this we say thank you. For this we glorify you. We bless you. We thank you. We bless you. And we thank you. The more, the more, the more, the more, the more. God, we thank you. We thank you. That all is well. God, you're blessing in this household. You're blessing it financially. You're blessing it physically, oh God. God, you're doing the unexpected. And we celebrate for it this day.
Hallelujah. love, God. Yeah, yeah, no, 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 Lord, son. Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We won't set back up. Oh, we won't continue to pray for him. Oh, yeah, no, no, we won't continue to lift him up, Jesus. Oh, yeah, no, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, devil is alive. He's coming against you today. Oh, yeah, no, we rebuke you, Satan. Oh, yeah, no, no, Lord, son. Yeah. continue to lead them, God. Hey, no, no, Messiah. Hallelujah. Hey, God, every vision that we have. Oh, allow it to come to pass, God. Allow it to be manifested in this season, Lord God. Oh, show your hand strong and mighty in his life, Lord God. Open up new doors and enlarge his territory. Expand his territory, God. Remember Mother Faith, Lord God. Hey, yeah, no, no, Messiah. And the work that she's doing. Ah, yeah, no, no. Prayer Mountain International. Remember, Lord. Remember Evangelist Drusilla. Oh, God, I bless you today, God. We thank you for all you, Lord God. Remember Prophetess Harrison. Remember the bereaved family, Lord God. These are bad news. Touch our sons, Lord God. Comfort their heart, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, God, for all that you're doing. No, no more, God. Hallelujah. Remember Sister Barbara Williams, Lord God. Continue to deal with her. Remember Brother Mike, Lord. Michael Lewis, Lord God. You know everyone that come on this line, God, name by name, one by one. Remember Chris Burns, God, in that situation with him where he had to go to court this morning. I'm going to call, and I want it to be a favorable report. Continue to strengthen Elder Burns in North Carolina and Minister Burns, Lord God, that hosts the segment on Saturday. I got to protect their children, Lord God. Keep your blood covering on them. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, God. We thank you for all that you're doing. We give you glory on today, God. Hallelujah. We give you glory. And we praise you for everything that you're doing. We bless you today. We bless you today, God. And we give you glory.
I worship you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I love you.
Bless your
yes,
name.
Lord.
Ah.
Thank you. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are.